Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a procrastination prevention partner whose new book, The Discipline of Now, is available now. Go to ericmtwigs.com for more information. Eric Twiggs is with us. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Glad to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Eric, is there worry that anyone who either purchases your book or was gifted the book will never actually read it? I mean, they've been meaning to, but, you know, some other things came up and they just got sidetracked. And
yeah, this procrastination thing is a serious problem. That's why I tried to make the book as readable as possible. It's only 100 pages.
Well, that's a quick read. That's a quick read.
Right, quick and easy.
Do you have something that jumps right out at people at the very start?
Yeah, so the way I set the book up is that you can't continue until you do the interactive exercises. So in each section, you know, I tell a personal story, and then we get into a specific point, and there's a point in the book where you stop, read, and act. And I even say in the book, hey, look, I don't give you permission to continue yet. You have to do this exercise. So it's designed with the procrastinator in mind, because if you keep reading on, you won't apply the principles.
And what if I also have an apprehension to authority, though? You're telling me you don't give me permission, and I say, no, sir, I will continue.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So in the book, it talks about we talk about the different personality types. And if you are a type A personality, that could be an issue for you where you have. So the whole point, it's about awareness. And the goal of the book is to kind of bring to your awareness some of the things that may cause you to procrastinate. So if it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you're not the boss of me. Hopefully, so, as you read through the book, you become aware of that and we start moving forward.
What was it that made you want to write this? Are you a procrastinator yourself and this is what worked for you? Or?
Well, let me put it to you this way. It took me 6 years to write a book about overcoming procrastination. So that should tell you what you need to know. But no, so what motivated me to write the book is, so I've done roughly over 28,000 coaching sessions with entrepreneurs. And so if I have an entrepreneur, you know, you have the good, those entrepreneurs that consistently got good results, and you have the ones that consistently achieve great results, their level of know-how is pretty similar. They know a lot of the same thing. What separates the good from the great is that the great have this ability to take action whether they feel like it or not.
So why do people need to tackle actual procrastination?
Get stuff done, man. Get stuff done. He asked, why do people need to tackle procrastination? Why is it important?
I mean, it'll get done eventually.
Well, it's critical because there's a hidden cost. And you can be hurting yourself and not realize it. See, a lot of times when you procrastinate on a project, there's no big alarm or bell that goes off. But over time, you've hurt yourself. For example, in the book I talk about, there's this link between innovation and preparation. So if you wait to the last minute on a creative project, it's not going to be as good. And so if you're on the job, you're wondering why you're getting passed over for promotions, but it could be because you're waiting until the last minute. So that's why the procrastination had these hidden costs, and it's very important that we address it.
See, I feel like, you know, I'm a man of leisure, and my downtime is paramount to me. And I guess I'm also kind of a defeatist, because I also kind of feel like, you know, if I get this stuff done, then there's just going to be more stuff. And it's a never-ending sea of things. I mean, as a homeowner, Travis, you know what I mean, right? I mean, you
Absolutely.
Do this home project, and there's going to be 20 more damn home projects.
2 years ago, I had a gutter hanging down from my house, so I just took that section of gutter down and never replaced it.
See, now, Eric, the reason that I asked you to come on the show is to help my pal Napier here, because a quick story about Napier. And see, Napier's ceiling is gone now, so this is the one that we're struggling with now. But Napier, when he lived at home with his mom, when he was in high school, their shower broke, and they banged out the wall of to the shower because they thought that they would be able to fix the shower themselves. And then they looked at it and saw that it was too complicated for them to just do. And so they just put a towel over it and took baths for 15 years. And so this is the kind of guy that we're dealing with, Eric. And I imagine that, you know, I tell you a story about a man who took baths for 15 years because he didn't want to fix his shower. It's a tough nut to crack, Eric. But now his ceiling's gone, and I'm concerned. This is my friend. And so the day after he told me this story, I got the email that said that you were available. And I said, my God, they've sent me an angel here. We're gonna fix Napier is what we're going to do.
Wow, yeah, Napier, you definitely sound like you definitely have some challenges with procrastination.
What do you think, are there some simple steps that he can do to begin combating that procrastination?
Well, so in the book, I talk about some of the common causes of procrastination, and normally it's you're trying to avoid some type of pain. That's a common cause. It's fear and it's pain avoidance. So I guess my question would be, what pain or what are you afraid of? What are you avoiding that's causing you to procrastinate?
I don't know how to hang drywall. And I have a buddy that does, and he's got a drywall thing. And he can't come over till next week.
He's got a drywall thing, Eric. He's got a drywall thing. So he doesn't have a ceiling. His ceiling fell out, and he just doesn't use that room. He just blocked that room off. He's just not going to use it.
So what we find is it's very common that if you have a complex project like that, for example, and it's like, okay, it's so complicated, I don't really know what to do. So the easiest thing is to do nothing. What helps is taking it one. What's a simple step you can take to move that forward? Like, what's one simple thing you can do?
Swept up all the insulation. I mean, that's a start.
All the fiberglass is no longer on the floor.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Good job, Napes. You took the first step.
Yeah, and it's just one. I would say no matter how simple the step is, just keep taking that next step.
I'm thinking about knocking the other 30% of the ceiling out because, why not? And there's only 30.
Just open things up.
I mean, there's 30% left. I mean, just let the rest of it fall down.
I guess that's something that you can do to kill some time is just take out the rest of your ceiling.
Yeah, I got a hockey puck. I can just throw hockey pucks at the ceiling till it falls down. I mean, it won't take too many.
And so, like, for me, I'm not the drywall guy. I've come to the realization I'm not that fix it. And usually when I try to invest a lot of time in these home projects, it doesn't end well. I know that about myself. So I have a guy that I call. So sometimes it's really kind of utilizing other resources.
So it's important to have a guy.
Well, I have a guy. He just can't come out until Saturday.
Maybe you should have Eric call him.
Well, you know, he's got
his own. Eric call the guy and be like, you know, hey, man, why is it taking you 3 weeks to get over to Napier's house?
He's got other projects. I mean, he does contracting on the side. You know, I'm not his only friend.
I don't know him, but you may want to call another guy. I don't know.
You get a guy on Craigslist. You can't live without ceilings, Eric. If we could take one thing away from this conversation, it's that houses should have ceilings in them.
I'm going to call somebody on Craigslist. Some meth addict is going to come into my house. He's going to try to hang drywall with a hammer. He's going to fall down my damn stairs into my basement, and then he's going to sue me. And then I'm going to have to spend $5,000 on a deductible that I don't want to spend.
Irrational fear of meth heads.
Right, and I think that's what we're getting to here in the root of Napier's fear.
There you go.
So,
see, this has been helpful. This has been helpful already.
So you're selling the book on your website. Is it on the Amazons and the...
So it's on my website. It's ericmtwiggs.com/ The Discipline Now. It is also available. Actually, I have a direct link to Amazon directly through my website as well. If you wanted a paperback copy, if you go through my website and hit the button, follow the prompts, I'll actually sign it and send it. So...
Do you have the social medias, Eric, somewhere that people can get a hold of you out through there?
Yes. I mean, you can access me through Twitter at The Discipline of Now, which is the title of the book. I'm on LinkedIn.
It's a lot of characters. Too many characters, right?
Well, he doesn't want people saying too much to him.
The Discipline of Now, that all fit?
Yeah, believe it or not, it all fit.
That's a good handle. I like that.
The Discipline of Now. You can follow me on Twitter and get procrastination prevention tips on a regular basis. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, Eric M. Twiggs.
Awesome, man. And so, yeah, if you're battling with the procrastination, you're not getting nothing done, you reach out to Eric. You check out his book, The Discipline of Now, on Twitter. You tweet him. You tell him you heard him here. The WFOD bump, Napier. That's what we're giving to Eric.
Excellent.
You see a big uptick in clicks over there. Eric, thanks for hanging out with us a bit, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Had a great time, guys.
You take it easy.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Eric.
All right.
I don't think we fixed Napier.
Well, nope. I'll tell you what.
We're still not going to get that damn ceiling fixed.
I don't need to be fixed. My ceiling does.
I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to finally finish up that book I started writing 14 years ago.
What's the book called?
Travis, tell us about this book, buddy. What's it about?
It's a noir-ish private investigator story. It's a Conrad Brock mystery called Daddy's Little Girl.
Conrad Brock?
Yep, he's a PI that I made up in my head. Yep, Conrad Brock.